So let's review. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Merav. La'olam al yavi adam atzmo l'dei nesoyin, sheri David melech Yisrael hevi atzmo l'dei nesoyin b'nichshol. A person may not test himself whether he can resist an aveira, because even the great David HaMelech tested himself and failed. As Gemara explains, David asked Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, why is your name Hashem attributed only to the three Avos in Shemayna Esrei but not to me? Hashem explained, Inhu minasu leva at le minsisli, because they passed my test while you did not. David then asked, Ribbono Shel Olam, b'chanani v'naseni, put me to a test and I too shall pass. And Hashem said, Minas nalach vavinna milsa b'hadoch til didhu lohadasinu. Ve'ilu anoka meidanalach, de mesinalach b'dva erva. I will test you, and I will even inform you in advance that you will be tested in the matter of a rais, while the others were not informed in advance of their test. And the chet of Bathsheba ensued. The Gemara proceeds with three statements of Rav of how David asked Hashem for forgiveness for this transgression. Darash Rav, Maidich sivlam natzeach le'David b'Hashem chasisi. David said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mechali al oisei oven, shlo yemru harsha b'chem tzipor nedatzoi. Forgive me for this transgression, so that people should not say that a mere bird caused the greatest of the Yidden to sin. Darash Rav, Maidich siv l'chol avatcha chatasi v'hara b'necha asisi, l'man titztak b'dvarecha tizka b'shavtecha. David said to Hashem, Gal yiv yedi kamach, di boi l'mechafya l'yitzri hava kaifina. You're aware that I could have resisted my temptations, but I did not do so because I did not want people to say that I, the servant, prevailed over Hashem, the master. Or another version, David was destined to marry Bathsheba from the time of creation, but he took her too early before the appropriate time and it caused him pain. David acted as a merchant who sells his wares slowly, and that David asked Hashem for forgiveness in several steps. First, David asked Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, shegiyas mi yavin, amlei shviki lach. Forgive me for the averus that I committed unintentionally, and Hashem consented. Then David asked, uministaris nakeni, shviki lach. Forgive me for the averus that I committed even intentionally, but in private, and Hashem consented. Then David asked, gam mizeidim chaseich avdecha, shviki lach. Forgive me for that averus that I committed intentionally and even in public, and Hashem consented. Then David asked, Al yimshlu bi az esam, delo lishtoi bi rabbanan, shviki lach. The Chacham should not discuss my averus, and Hashem consented. Then David asked, Min ikesi mi pesha rav, shliyich de b'sarchuni. My averus should not be written in the Tanakh, but Hashem did not consent because of my yud shenetalti misorai. Oymid v'tzavach kama shonim, at shabo yeshu v'yisavti loi, kalaparsha kul alachas kama v'kama. If the letter Yud, which was removed from Sarah's name, complained for hundreds of years until it was added to Yeshua's name, then certainly an entire parsha cannot be omitted. Then David asked, "V'nikesi mi pesherav, am lefanav Ribbono Shel Olam, mecholi al oisei oven kulei. Forgive me entirely for this sin." And Hashem responded, "Kabel alecha yisurin, kibul alav." This harsh transgression cannot be completely cleansed unless you accept suffering upon yourself, which David agreed to. And as a result, Shish Chadoshim Nitzareya David. David was struck with leprosy for 6 months. And Nistal came in the Shechina abandoned him, and the Parsha Mimen the Sanhedrin stayed away from David. Afterward, David asked Hashem, Macholi Alesi Oven, Machalach. Now forgive me entirely for this sin, and Hashem forgave him. And then David asked Hashem, Aseyem mi ois l'tayva v'yirusoy nabi avayshu. Notify all that I was forgiven, which will cause shame to my enemies. Hashem responded, B'chayecha eini meidia, aval ani meidia b'chaye Shlomo bintcha. I will not do so during your lifetime, but I will do so later during the reign of your son Shlomo HaMelech. As the Gemara relates, B'sho shebona Shlomo es beis ha-migdosh, b'kesh l'hachnis oren l'beis kodshi ha-kodeshim, dovku shorm zeh b'zeh. After Shlomo built the beis ha-migdosh and attempted to bring the oren into the kodesh ha-kodeshim, the gates refused to open. Shlomo recited several tefillas, but he was not answered until he stated, Zachra l'chazdei David avdecha mi'ad nena. Remember the good deeds of my father David, and the gates immediately opened. But Yisrael nefchu p'nei seinei David kishuli kedera, v'yedu kol Yisrael shemach la'kadosh baruch hu l'oisei oven. At that moment, the face of David's enemies darkened, and everyone knew that David was forgiven. The Gemara proceeds to discuss Gehazi, the servant of Elisha Hanavi, the fourth of the Abba Hadyotis. She'ein lahem chelek lo'il ma'ba, as the Pasuk states, v'yavi Elisha damesek. Elisha traveled to Damascus to convince Gehazi to do tshuva, but Gehazi refused and said, "Kach mekublanu memcha, hachayti umachtis rabim, ima speaking miyodi lasa tshuva. You told me that one who sins and causes the public to sin is not given the opportunity to do tshuva." And the Gemara explains the sin of Gehazi. Some say, "Evin shayav is tala lechatzis yiravim v'midim in shemayim la'aretz." Gehazi attached a magnet to the golden calves of Yeravim, which held them up in mid-air, thereby causing others to worship Avodah Zarah. While others say, Shem chakak b'fiyah, b'is machrezes v'ymeres anuichi b'lo yilach. Gehazi engraved Hashem's name in the calf's mouth, which made it announce the Aseres HaDibros. While others say, Rabbanan docha mikameh. Gehazi prevented the students from coming to learn Torah from Elisha. Tan Rabbanan, lo'ilim te'ismel deicha v'min mekarebas. A person should always reproach a sinner with the left hand while drawing him close with the right hand. In other words, with moderation, because one cannot handle complete rejection. Lo'i ke'alisha shedachva le'gichazi b'shtei yadayim. And one should not do as Elisha did. He rejected Gehazi with both hands and gave him a harsh punishment. As Gemara relates, Naman sar tzava melech haram ho'i mitzayra. Amar le'ahi revisa dishtaboi ma'ar yisrael, yi'azvas le'gabbe Elisha masilach. Naaman, the general of the king of Aram, was struck with leprosy, and one of his Jewish captives told him to go to Elisha, who will surely heal him. Naaman went to Elisha, who told him to immerse in the Yarden River. Naaman did so, and he was healed. Naaman attempted to reward Elisha with a large sum of money and clothing, but Elisha refused to accept them. Gehazi then secretly left Elisha and told Naaman to give him the reward and swore falsely that this was for his master. When Gehazi returned, Elisha noticed that his head was covered with leprosy, and Elisha cursed him that Vitzaras Naaman Tidbuk Bacha Vitzaracha Ad Oilam, Gehazi and his descendants shall remain Mitzaram forever. The Gemara concludes, Amr Bshim ben Elazar Yetzer, Tinek Ve'isha, Te Smoldecha Ve'min Mekarevis. Regarding Taiva, the temptations of the Yetzirah, a child and a spouse, a person should reproach them with the left hand while drawing them close with the right hand, in other words, with moderation, because as Rashi explains regarding Yetzer, Imarchika mimenu legamri memat yeshivas oilam, v'mekarva legamri bolidei iser. If one rejects his taiva completely and refrains from marital relations, he will cause a decrease in continuity. And if one embraces his taiva completely, he will not be able to resist temptation. Regarding Isha v'tinik, daitin kala, v'mtidcha isa mitardim in oilam. They are sensitive and cannot handle complete rejection.